This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The groaning of the earth intensifies, doesn't it? A trembling, a shaking, not merely of the ground beneath our feet, but within the very foundations of the old order. And with that groaning, a stirring within the hearts of scattered Israel, a remembering, a reclaiming. Yahuwah is at work and he is not silent. For generations, the seed of the covenant has been scattered, carried on the winds of exile, planted in foreign soil. We've seen it choked by thorns, watered by the bitter streams of Babylon, and cultivated in the fields of Edom. They sought to break our lineage, to dilute the strength of Jacob's seed. But Yahuwah promised restoration, did he? A turning, a reclaiming of the generations. And that work is accelerating. But understand this, Israel. Restoration is not passive. It requires a reckoning, a dismantling of the structures built to hold us captive. Look around you. Observe the fruits of Edom's dominion, particularly over the minds of our children. Their schools, they are not houses of learning. They are factories of conformity. They do not build character rooted in Torah, but mold citizens compliant to a broken world. They teach a history divorced from Yahuwah's covenant, a philosophy devoid of his wisdom, and a science that denies his very creation. It's a deliberate strategy, this erosion of identity. Edom seeks to sever the connection between our children and their ancestral faith, to erase the memory of our fathers, to dismantle the foundations of who we are. They aim to assimilate us, to absorb us into their global order. Remember the words of Malachi. Though Edom says, "We are impoverished, but Yahuwah has not destroyed us," this is false. Their impoverishment is spiritual, a barrenness of soul, and their destruction is assured. But they will not fall without first attempting to drag us down with them. A plague upon Israel, born of ancient animosity, mirrored in the deception of their institutions. This is why Yahuwah calls us to a different path, a path of intentionality of separation. Deuteronomy 6:9 is not a suggestion. It is a command. To bind these words upon your heart, to teach them diligently to your children, to speak of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. It's a complete immersion in the truth, a turning away from the falsehoods peddled by those who would see our lineage extinguished. This isn't about isolating ourselves from the world, but about establishing a fortress of truth within our homes, within our communities. A return to covenant education. Not a rejection of all knowledge, but a filtering of all knowledge through the lens of Yahuwah's word. To reclaim the narrative, to restore the understanding of our heritage, to nurture a generation that knows who they are, whose they are, and why they are here. The earth groans, yes, but that groaning is also a birthing pain, a pain that precedes the emergence of a renewed Israel, a people awakened to their destiny. Yes, Yahu spoke of this, of a time when Israel would return from the ships of captivity, tending a cultivated garden, reclaiming generations. This is not a fanciful promise, but a prophetic certainty. But the path to restoration is not without tribulation. The serpent still coils, still seeks to deceive. Edom, in its desperation, will intensify its efforts to control the narrative, to distort the truth. They will offer false solutions, counterfeit restorations. Be discerning, Israel. Look beyond the manufactured stage props, the empty rituals, the attempts to manipulate the symbols of our faith. Focus on the fundamental task, reclaiming the generations, rooting them in the truth, preparing them for the days to come. For the great and terrible day of Yahuwah is drawing near, and the restored Israel will be a beacon of light in a world consumed by darkness. A people who know their God and do exploitably. A people who stand firm in the face of adversity and who proclaim Yahuwah's truth to all nations. The harvest is coming, Israel. Let us ensure it is a harvest of righteousness, a testament to the faithfulness of Yahuwah and a vindication of his covenant promises. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.